you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And welcome to another episode of Nick's Family Hates Him. What? I just didn't ask you anything off the air, but I just figured something had to happen last night.
Oh, yeah. They're throwing shade.
I didn't even ask you off the air. What was the shade thrown last night?
Oh, we went on a walk, and why doesn't our yard look like that?
Oh, no. Geez.
Yeah.
Man.
Getting yard shade.
Don't you hate ungrateful kids?
I'm like, because I don't care. I'm doing the minimal amount of maintenance on the yard. Like, I hope it's green. I'll put the fertilizer down, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It's not worrying me at all.
I'm with you, Nick. I aim for middle of the road. I don't want to be the blight in the neighborhood, but I'm not spending 8 hours every Saturday in my yard.
Yeah. I'm doing what I can.
Yeah. Man. Now, Nick leaves here and goes to his other job. So when you show back up at your house, what is it, 4, 5, 6 maybe?
Around 6:30, 6:45.
So it's not Dad, none of that?
Oh, no. They're just like, oh. They're not seeing anybody else.
Yeah, I know. They're right. They're not.
I took it personally at first, but I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, I'd be disappointed, too, if you couldn't see anybody else and I walked through the door.
It's funny. Oh, I did that bit. We talked about this yesterday, I think I remember mentioning.
Right, they're probably hoping it's somebody else. It's Dad. Yeah.
When you're in around the house and one of you snaps about something that's, the other person should say, you got to go right away. Oh, that's right. They're stuck here too, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's a stupid little thing. And we're sitting on the couch. And my wife and I discussed the coronavirus. We discussed a lot of stuff. But I randomly just said, I was so mad. I said, you know, they showed some 26-year-old girl who was working at a grocery store that passed away. And I just said, we're done talking about it. It was like a half hour later. And I just brought it back up. I just said, yeah, I just saw a 26-year-old girl that died. She wasn't an old woman, didn't have a pre-existing condition. And then back, my wife goes, I know, I don't want to hear. She was all, and I'm thinking, well, we're talking about all day. I didn't really just bring this up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I realized it was one of those situations. I think she just hit her limit.
Well, it's just too much.
And she just snapped back at me. And normally, like maybe a month ago, I'd go, what the hell are you bitching at me for? I'm just telling you some information I saw. Mm-hmm. But it was like at that point I realized, it's getting to her, you know? We all know that.
Is a point of overload.
Well, we all snap, and not even just about that. Anytime we snap about something, anybody in anybody's house, you got to give that person a break and say, okay, they snap for that reason.
Even the kids.
Especially adults. I mean, kids.
Even the kids.
Kids are, I get that.
No, I mean, my daughter was in kind of a mood yesterday afternoon, and I had to go, she's stuck here too, you know?
Oh, yeah, she is, yeah.
You know, she has every right to be in a bad mood just like we do.
Right.
Yeah, last night, after I found out, I saw that John Prine died.
Yeah.
And I was like, Vic Henley yesterday, John Prine today.
Right.
What's going to be tomorrow? My youngest son goes, God, I hope it's not Tom Cruise.
Well, that's random.
I'm like, what?
That's random.
Yeah. And he's like, he's over. He's like, I'll go with him. And I'm like, whoa, easy. And he goes, Toy Story will never be the same. And I'm like, what's a different guy?
Yeah.
That's Tom Hanks.
That's Tom Hanks.
And he's like, who's Tom Cruise?
So he got it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like now
he's going to walk off a cliff if it was Tom Cruise. Yeah. He didn't even know it was.
And it was. Yeah. I love that.
Now you can pass the time by examining the differences between Tom Hanks films and Tom Cruise films.
There you go.
You know, just get an in-depth.
Yeah, a bunch of great movies right there.
Has Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson officially recovered?
She sang a song on Facebook the other day.
They're back in the U.S.
Everybody. Yeah, well, she sang the national anthem the other day for
Australian national anthem? Or ours?
No, it was ours. Okay. They're back in this country. Yeah. I believe it may have been for the NASCAR race.
Oh, you mean the virtual one?
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you got now. Yeah. His guys.
No, that's all you got.
Simulators.
I'm not watching that.
I think she was going to be on a remix of Naughty by Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature too.
Oh really?
She like put a video up of herself like, rapping
sing.
That.
No, she can sing. Oh really? She put up a video rapping?
Okay. Yeah. And everybody's so bored. They're like, "Oh, throw her on the track."
Hey, it's Rita Wilson. Yeah.
Craig and I were watching the dude from Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, and Susanna Hoffs and the Bengals. And they were separated, you know, by the Skype. And she's jumping around with her guitar. And she's like 61. She is gorgeous still.
She is.
And of course, she got a guitar in her hand. And guys fall in love with rock stars, too, you know. And but what were they singing? Oh, Manic Monday, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have it turned up. We were just looking at it.
Yeah, that's true.
We never even turned it up.
That is true. I had heard a piece of it earlier day, so I knew.
All right.
Where did we last see her? Did she do something for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. She
looked great there, too.
I think she inducted somebody.
She inducted somebody,
she did. Puss is looking it up. She had a great speech about somebody. I think it was some 60s band that influenced her. If I was right.
The Zombies.
Yeah, there you go, the Zombies.
She inducted the Zombies.
Yeah, she did. That was a good speech, too. Jay Roach still banging it? I think he's still with her, yeah. The director. I think they're still together.
So I mentioned
women,
that.
Women live that, but they love that, by the way. Being scribed at. Not, are they still married? Still banging that.
Yeah.
Women love that. I've done that in my own survey. Mm-hmm. Do you love it when people say that the guy's still banging you?
Yeah. Well, that's how women talk to each other.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while. You still banging that radio guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think they say, you know, you're still married.
You still taking that D? Yeah. Like, what?
Who had John Prine? Get that over with.
Oh, that.
If you got it.
Four players had John Prine. They include and are limited to 8 inches from Topeka. Are we dead yet? Bring the lube, Tyler. Don't even need to say that.
I got it right here, man.
Yeah, I see that.
And sanitizers.
And
fine lube.
And one of our cider. One of our varieties of cider.
It's a big family in this area.
Yeah, Deepin.
Yeah, oh, Deepin. That's the Indian part. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, somebody was over in India, had a couple kids.
Yeah, so those Deepin. Four players had John Prine. There is no change in the leaderboard. Sewer Pickle Sickle still leading the league. Three players have four hits.
Speaking of Indians, is Doc Meena checking back in? I know she's a real busy woman.
Tomorrow.
Okay, good, good. Is she mad at us for our infidelity on
I'm
Monday?
Sure.
Our infidelity with Doc Ed Monday. She loves Doc Ed. I'm just joking, but
she actually does.
But we had some infidelity with Jock Ed.
Well, we're gonna have
Jock Ed. Doc Ed.
We're gonna have Dr. Ian on about an hour after tomorrow too. So
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Ian too. He's great. He's gonna tell us don't even eat junk food when you're stuck in your house. We're gonna disagree with that.
Well, is he gonna bring up the quarantine 15?
Yeah, he's got a new book, and that's kind of what topic.
I haven't even heard that term. You know, like the freshman 15, the quarantine 15.
Quarantine 15. Yeah. How to avoid it? How to not come out of this looking like a big giant fat slob?
Is that the title of the book? Right below that. Yeah, that's the byline of the book. There, yeah, his byline's his name, obviously.
Yeah,
how to come out of that.
Like, mine's just going to be from booze.
Yeah, I think booze is a bigger weight gain.
I'm
right
eating
now.
The same amount.
Yeah.
Whatever. It all puts on weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife decided since there's a local brewery that has now switched to making hand sanitizer that she would
start drinking that.
Well, no, she buys their ginger beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So usually I do vodka and soda, but I've been doing a lot of Moscow mules lately.
Good. Yeah. Are you back on the mule?
Back on the mule.
Why'd you quit the mule for a while there? Oh, because you have the ginger beer belly.
The ginger beer just has too many calories.
Got it.
But now you're going back to the ginger beer?
Well, at least for the six-pack.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. It's a pandemic.
All right, there's two or three cans left.
And... If you're correcting yourself. I saw a great email, a great post on the unofficial Todd and Tyler site on Facebook. And it was a guy saying, what's going to happen when they do open bars is people are going to order mixed drinks and go, what the hell's this? And they're going to go, this is not strong. Because they've been making their own drinks at their house for 7 months.
Oh. You've been getting the home pour.
And it was brilliant. I thought, you're right. People are going to go, what the hell's this? I don't even taste anything. Well, that's a double.
Right.
No, I need a quadruple.
Yeah.
You make your own drinks at home, it's more than a double. And most people don't even order, you know.
They're used to
their
own.
And people that order singles at home are not ordering singles at the house. And people that order singles at restaurants are ordering are pouring more than the singles at the house.
Yeah, you're not pouring a shot out
no,
and putting it in your glass.
No, it's glug, 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 glug.
People are going to go, that's going to be a big deal, man.
A little bit more, yeah.
What the hell's that? I don't know. It's vodka.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think people at
home. I thought it was a great point.
Tend to pour a little heavier
than
your bartender.
Yeah.
Well,
it's pandemic.
You don't care. It's not your money. Well, it is your money, but you'll just go out and buy more.
Yeah, right. Well, you're getting a better deal at home. You're not paying for the prices at a bar, obviously.
Sounds like pre-gaming is going to be a bigger deal.
I'll drink before you go to the bar.
You know how that goes.
Yeah.
The 3 month pregame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it on and then go to the bar.
Get it on.
So I mentioned the NASCAR race over the weekend.
The virtual one. Let's clarify that.
Whatever.
It's the NASCAR race.
I know that, but I want to make sure people don't think it's a rerun.
Bubba Wallace was one of the 32 drivers competing in the Food City Showdown at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway.
Do they wreck on these things?
I haven't
Wallace
seen
wrecked on the 11th
they still
lap.
Have helmets.
Yeah. Wallace wrecked on the 11th of the 150 lap race.
Is he dead?
He wound up rage quitting.
Oh.
Which is a popular gamer term for a player who gets so angry they just quit the game.
Yeah. Right. Throw your controller down and screw walk you. Away in a huff.
And that's so great. His sponsor got rid of him.
Really?
Yeah.
I love this story.
His virtual sponsor.
And his real sponsor as well.
Yeah. Really? Because he rage quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Damn. Losing sponsors from your couch.
I understand that, but you would think that you would think the video, it would make it just sound like it sounds like a regular guy when he does stuff like that. I think people would that would endear you.
They said, you're out.
Yeah, because if you got in a wreck at a regular race and just walked away in a huff, they'd applaud you. Yeah,
of course they would.
That guy's got spunk.
Yeah, but he had an extra guy. He could have stayed in the race.
I understand that. Yeah.
He had an extra life.
Yeah.
You want to restart? Yes.
They said that they were interested in drivers, not quitters.
Damn.
Dude, it's a video game. That's how I would answer my sponsors. Dude, it's a video
game. Well, I think there's obviously money to be made on this. Yeah. If just a little bit.
Maybe a little.
For charities.
Oh, that's
you win for your charity. If I'm not mistaken, then I might be. But I think you win for your charity.
I think for some of these dudes that aren't the top tier drivers, it could get to the point where they're like, hey, can I be the charity this week?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but you don't need to give your sponsors any more reasons to not spend their money right now. You know?
Well, he rage quit one race. Couldn't he just say, okay, and just reset? He's back next week racing somebody. What's the big deal? I don't get the big deal of this.
No, somebody might pick him
up. I'm sure he can still race. He just doesn't have a sponsor.
Okay,
he just doesn't have a sponsor, man.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight.
There's nothing on unless it's reruns.
There is something on.
Well, not reruns.
It's not a rerun.
What?
It is the final episode in the 11 season run.
Well, 11 seasons.
Yeah. Of Modern Family.
Oh, that's the two hours, right?
I think what it is, I think it's an hour-long, like, behind-the-scenes retrospective.
Oh, cool. Then
an hour-long episode.
We had Ty Burrell on last week. He was great. Cool.
Starts at 8 p.m. Central Time. They're calling it a one-hour series finale.
And Push said it was 2 hours.
Well, it's a two-hour event.
Yeah. Right.
That's how they were
the
billing
it. The series, I guess
the actual
it's
episode's
hour.
An hour.
An hour of it's kind of documentary stuff.
Yeah, that's what I get from the promos.
It'd be funny if all of a sudden they just went off script, like you didn't see it. Because for the whole 11 seasons, Ty Burrell's character just had a rager for Sofia Vergara, you know. Because although his wife's hot, Sofia Vergara was just overflowing hot, you know. And they always had that. Remember, she would always just show up. He'd look at the camera, like, look at that. You know, it was just great.
Yes.
Great. All of a sudden, they just bang. They bang, Ed O'Neill shoots them, the ending. They get serious about it.
You know? Hey, Jay, I'm banging your daughter and your wife.
He beats them all, it ends, and we all go, the greatest ending ever.
The episode just 40 minutes of them going at it.
All of a sudden, it's just really dark and serious. Like the end of Ozark or something like that. Sorry.
At Ricky.com, apparently at Ricky.com, they have intimate toys and accessories there.
Yeah.
They had an Easter egg with a thick Swiss chocolate shell. So far, so good. On the inside of this Easter egg, the Easter egg contained one of five different fully rechargeable vibrators.
Yeah.
You buy them, and you don't know which one you're going to get until you open it. Maybe you get the Oron heart stimulator, or the Ricky bullet vibrator, or the Novo wand massager, or the Satisfyer partner plus vibrator, or the man wand starter vibrator.
Life is like a box of vibrators. Yeah.
Yeah. Mama always said.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
I love that one.
I know. I do too. I had to go dig for that one. I
like
that.
The teamwork there.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. Nothing. I love that.
There is no question in that answer.
Nothing.
No hesitation.
A lot of fun things, nothing more fun.
Don't ever ask Craig or Tyler what they want for Christmas. You know.
My kid, I was thinking about that. I was watching some story last night about some neighborhood had a Easter egg hunt for the kids, and they just kept everybody like one family at a time was coming over and social distancing or something like that. It seemed like they were doing it right. And I just remember waking up early and hiding eggs in the yard. And literally just like an hour later, my daughter comes. She goes, yeah. And my wife goes, Madison wants you to hide eggs in the yard on Sunday.
I said, no.
I said, you're 17 and 15. And she goes, I know, but I just want to do it. I said, okay, I'll do it. I said, well, Mama,
why not?
I don't have to hide now. I said, I used to have to go out the back door and do it early in the morning, then go back to bed because you guys always be up.
Yeah.
And so I said, sure, I'll do it.
If it were normal times, they probably wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, no, they've done that in years.
This is just a little splash of nostalgia. Yeah, I don't blame her at all.
Yeah.
Except now they want, and 20, we did celebrate, they want $20 bills in
we
there.
We did celebrate secular Easter in my house for years.
Now, in case you go to Ricky.com and want one of these Easter eggs, they're probably gone. They only had 200 of them.
Oh, man. They were, you need to make more dildos, man.
What are the choices of a vibrators again?
The vibrators that it could have been, and keep in mind, you don't get to choose.
Right. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Well, collect them all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, you'd have to order a lot because you'd probably get a repeat on one of them.
Right.
You could get the Oron, O-R-O-N, heart stimulator. You could get the Ricky bullet vibrator.
That sounds fun.
Or the Nouveau wand massager.
I got my first vibrator for my grandma.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
We'll ask about more of that later.
The Satisfyer Partner Plus vibrator. And then I don't know what this man wand starter vibrator is.
We don't have pictures, so we couldn't post it up on social media.
I'm looking at the pictures here.
I asked the ladies which one they'd choose.
And they are sold out.
The black one.
Yeah. Yeah, post it up and see.
The big damn chocolate egg.
I bet it is.
If you ladies needed a surprise, which one would you like most?
Then you could use the egg for a butt plug, right? Don't they have vibrating eggs, too?
It's a big egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, the kids were getting pissed at me on the walk yesterday because there were a couple signs we walked by that say, he is risen. So I just yelled out, he is risen indeed. And they're like, they're going to hear you. I'm like, they're going to be happy.
They're going to think you're part of the team. Uh-huh. Exactly. Just because we know you're sarcastic. You've been saying that for years on this show. I love that bit. You always say indeed about he's risen indeed.
What's the saying?
Yeah.
I can't say it at grandma's this year.
No.
I'm going to take a year off.
Have
to call her up.
That's
I got my first vibrator for my grandma.
Okay.
She hit it in the backyard.
Was it on?
It
was grandma. That was grandma's backyard too.
It was Easter.
It's a forest.
Yeah. She pulled it out.
We did the little hunt. She was way ahead of these people.
Yeah.
We hunted for vibrators.
Said, grandma's.
I heard little hunt too. I was really afraid. I was afraid of that one.
Grandma's little hunt.
I'm guessing it's not little anymore.
No, it's falling all over the place.
Right. No, it's pretty well decomposed.
Oh.
Damn. Hairless.
Yeah. It's been a while.
You just took it too far.
Yeah.
The Daytona Beach News Journal Online.com is reporting that sheriff's deputies there are trying to find out who is putting eggs.
I said pudding.
Easter eggs into mailboxes throughout Flagler County. The sheriff's office received several calls about these eggs. The residents said
they've been touched
the
by somebody, then.
Flag on their mailboxes was left in the up position. When they looked inside, they found a plastic Easter egg. Inside the egg, residents found a fish-shaped cracker, I guess a goldfish.
Yeah.
One sheet of toilet paper, a powder drink mix, and a crumpled piece of paper containing a pornographic image.
That was it?
Hmm. How thoughtful.
And everyone?
It's an interesting meal day.
Yeah, it's a weird mix.
That was it. The sheriff said, the person who did this is not only a very sick individual, but could actually be spreading COVID-19 by their actions.
Now let's go with the second one.
The sheriff's office urges anyone with knowledge or home surveillance video that may have captured the culprit to call them.
The guy, how many eggs were put out?
Several is what they're saying.
And those are the three things?
Let's see.
It's like he just looked for
cracker.
Stuff. Look for stuff laying on the table.
One cracker. Yeah, but they all had the same thing.
There's no rhyme or reason to any of this except for the pornographic picture.
Right.
You know, yeah. I get
they all
that.
Had the same thing. Yeah. They all had a fish-shaped cracker, one sheet of toilet paper, a powder drink mix, and a crumpled piece of paper containing a pornographic image.
So when you opened it up, you saw the porn. Okay, got
that
it.
That guy found a magazine.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, you probably had to uncrumple it before you knew it was a pornographic
image. You did.
And you would. Secret note.
Right. Ooh, what's this?
Oh.
I get it, though. People are going to have to improvise on their Easter baskets this year because you can't go to as many stores. Like, hey, this is what you get.
Yeah, just picking up crap from around the house.
Yeah, it's a piece of toilet paper.
That's
a sacrifice. It means something now.
One
I love you so much, I'm going to put toilet paper in your Easter basket.
Take a page out of the gift-giving book of John Paul Morgan.
Yeah.
He steals stuff off your door.
Yeah.
And then gifts it to
yeah.
you.
He did in my house a couple
or
times.
Or he goes downstairs and he steals a bottle of your wine and he gifts it to you.
That's a great idea.
My wife fell for it. I fell for it once. My wife fell for it twice, exactly.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do. I know you do.
We got to call that guy.
Right.
Oh, during this? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Let's reach out and get a hold of Paul. John Paul, he's by bored as hell. You imagine his family getting used to him. That dude's been on the road for 30 years.
I can't imagine his family getting used to him.
No.
Well, he's pretty laid back.
Every day.
No, not at all.
At the house, he's a stoner, but the fact is, he's going every Thursday through Sunday, probably 40 weeks a year for 30 years.
Right, and you're grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the very definition
of a road dog.
Of a road dog, and I'm sure his family is just sick of him, so we have to check in. We have to check in with him.
Lewis Black, we're checking in with later, by the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.